Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are again, Natural Bodybuilding Figure Bikini fans. Mike Inman back at it again. A lot of big shows coming up. We're in the heat of the bodybuilding figure and bikini season. A lot of good shows taking place, so we're going to recap some of those shows here today and talk about some of the bigger upcoming shows in the not-too-distant future. But first, got to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Nutristat. These guys are on to big things that John Zicarelli and crew are. Go to Nutristat.com, N-U-T-R-I-S-T-A-T, Nutristat.com for some top-of-the-line, best-in-the-field supplements. And put in my code 30. That shows that you're a loyal listener of Inside Natural Bodybuilding, and you will get a little discount on Nutristat products. There's some innovative products at Nutristat.com, so be sure to check them out. Got a few huge shows coming up. If you guys are looking for a show to get ready for, the DFAC Natural Minnesota Mayhem is taking place. Leif Anderson is establishing himself as a top promoter. He's giving back to the competitor. Got a lot of good quality prizes. He even has Cardillo lifting belts for some of the winners. He's got a lot of good gift bags. We put together some good prize money for the pros in this show, and it's going to be a highly competitive amateur and pro show as well, so be sure to put that on your radar. So I got Casey Saldana here tonight. We're going to review the IMBA, PNBA World Championships. I believe that PNBA is the fastest-growing pro affiliate out there, pro organization out there, not only because they got the best prize money, but because of the way they promote their shows. I mean, no head of an organization is busier than Denny and Diana Kekos. Right now, they're in Greece right now for a bodybuilding show. Their whole world, all year long, revolves around their bodybuilding shows. They are there to support their promoters, and nobody's more involved in the bodybuilding figure and bikini world than those two. So we're going to talk about the PNBA World Championships and review that, talk about some new pros and some who to look for in the future. And also the Road to the Natural Olympia is underway as well. So on July 25th, we're going to see Cleveland Thomas versus Meshack Ocheang. That's going to take place in Chicago. That's about 20 minutes north of where I'm from. So I'll be sure to get that on video for you guys and give you some feedback on what goes on there, but you might see the rematch of those two at the Natural O. And between now and the Natural Olympia, which is going to be held in November, you're going to see some top pros come out of nowhere and make their stake who's going to be the new Natural Olympia champion now that Kiyoshi Moody is retired. So this year we'll find a brand new Natural Olympia champion. That takes place in November. Check it out at naturalbodybuilding.com for some updated reviews and some insight on the INBA. PNBA. Also looking for some promoters. If you're looking to promote a bodybuilding show, you're not going to get more support than you will in the INBA or the PNBA. So check it out and let us know what you think. Let's bring on the air Kathy Saldana. She's no first timer here to the show. Kathy, welcome to the show. What's happening?
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm excellent. Glad to hear your voice. It's just like you. I'm busy all day, every day, but at the end of the day, and there's no better way to wind down than to start a podcast with you. It's the time is due and it's come.
Oh, well, yeah. I agree with that 100%. And, of course, this afternoon I'm playing KK, which is my name for grandma. So let's hope everybody stays active with their books behind me. Yes, I am excited to come on and talk to you about the World Championships. I know we have so much in this sport to talk about, but I was there and I witnessed it, and you have said a lot of lovely things about Denny just now and Diana, and I will tell you, Denny Kekos, the reason we call him the godfather of natural bodybuilding is because no one has done more for the sport of natural bodybuilding and fitness. At the World Championships we just held in Dubai, we had 40 countries represented, and 300, and I believe it was 30 athletes competing in 450 categories. So it was pretty incredible. We tried a new format there, the one that they use in Australia. It's called the one show format. And so we were very, very busy, people on and off stage continually. But my goodness, there was a lot of great talent there. We had Christina Draub, who traveled there. She went on to Paris after she was in Dubai. She came and she remains the top of pro women's bikini. She took home the first place, followed very closely by Whitney Feeling. I believe she was out of Australia. And then we also had there, another young woman in from Slovakia. So really all the countries were covered, but Christina Drob, she came in again on top, and she was very excited to be there. Another repeat, taking home the first place or the gold medal from the Olympia, came out to the World Championships, was Elena Renteria in pro women's figure. And she traveled there. She then went on to, doggone it, she went through Europe. I'm sorry. She, her and her husband had a whole trip planned, every country. And they went and had a great time, but she stopped along the way in Dubai and maintains her first place status in pro bikini. And we had another young man there, and it was a very, I've got my little helpers with me. Yes, I do.
Yeah, cool.
He just wants to sit on my lap. Hang on, sweetie. So then
that's
we had
okay.
another. We had a another young man who was in pro men's physique, and it was Josh Sinclair. Now he was there with the Australian team, but he is from Nepal, and he also still spends a lot of time in his home country, even though he has moved on to Australia to be a trainer. And it was very exciting for him because the country of Nepal has never had a world champion of any kind in any sport. And so he went straight back to Nepal at the request of the government back there, and he was given some notoriety and some more medals and trophies because they have never had anyone at that status. And natural bodybuilding and physique brought that to that country. So Josh, I got to spend the day with him over there. We went on a tour the day after the competition, and we went to see the beautiful mosque in Abu Dhabi over in Saudi Arabia. And he, you know, they're pretty conservative there with people taking their clothes off. But he was given a couple opportunities at the Prince's Palace to go ahead and stand up on one of the fountains and take his shirt off and do some posing. So that was pretty exciting. I was right there to witness that. He was also traveling. A friend of his is Tenneke Hyman. I'm sure that name rings a bell to you. And she was there also competing in the figure. And so then she did it. And I'm like, oh, well, he's a man. But they let her. It was fine. She didn't take anything more off. She was wearing her tank top. But she kept her legs covered. And so it was pretty exciting, and I was so excited for him that I've grown up in the United States. I mean, we've been at the top of the heap for so many things, and I just couldn't picture in this day and age that a country has never had a world champion of any kind. And so Josh Sinclair is now their representative and their first world champion, and he got to do that through the IMBA PNBA. So.
Yeah, and that's what I like about the IMBA, PNBA, because you go to all these shows, and it's not just national, it's international competition, and anytime you can get competitors by the dozens, too, not just one or two, we're talking teams, 20, 30 people flying, you know, 10, 12, 16 hours across lines to get to a bodybuilding show, that must mean the promoters are doing something right, because it's hard enough to just get competitors to drive two states away from a show. But these guys are flying 16 hours, 14 hours from Australia to compete in some of these pro shows. And that says a lot about the promoters doing something right. And you can see it when you go to their shows. You can see just from anywhere from starting the show on time to keeping the show running in a timely manner. The PNBA just does it differently. But, yeah, so who are some other top pros and top amateurs that are up on the rise to keep an eye on in the coming months?
Absolutely. And just to make a slight correction, and I hope it's not overwhelming, but the Australian team consisted of 100 competitors to the World Championships. They were ready. They came in strong. So they had a whole fleet of officials with them from Australia, and we all worked in unison together to put on the competition. We had Tony and Reb up front calling the athletes out for us, and we had myself and a young woman named Sam on the judging panel. Adrian Petraeus was one of the judges. We have the world-famous Peter Hardwick from New Zealand there, and another gentleman with us from Slovakia. So everybody came together internationally to put on this competition, but, of course, all under the IMBA umbrella. And it was pretty phenomenal, especially to do it in a place as renowned as Dubai.
Yeah. What did you say Tenneke Heidemann's role was in all of this?
Oh, well, Tenneke that went there and she competed in figure. So that was in the same class with Elena Renteria. I believe she placed third. I'd have to go back and check that for you super quick. But she is a good friend of Josh Sinclair, and we all traveled around the next day together. So she was just with him taking the pictures. She knew that it was going to be extremely important for him when he went back to Nepal for his visit after the World Championships. He had already had it planned, and they expected him to come back. And I believe they expected him to come back with a first place, and he did it for them. So that was pretty cool. I mean, we just like the IMBA family does, we went there, we did our jobs. We had a great competition, and then we spent the next day together touring the sites and seeing the culture, and all of us kind of just were put together in a group from a tour company, and we just had another great day together.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Yeah, Tenneke was nice enough to, when she was in Chicago, she came, I got a new gym about a half an hour south of Chicago, so she took a ride with John Gorman and company and came down to check my gym out, so it was nice to have a champion from Australia here at my little gym here in a small town south of Chicago. So very cool of her to do that. And that Peter Hardwick you mentioned too, what's his status these days and what do you think we can expect out of him? Because he came on the scene and looks like he's unstoppable right now.
That's actually that gentleman you're speaking of there, his name is, it'll be easy to get them confused. His name is Hardwick. And I've seen him traveling a bit around the U.S. He did the Arnold Classic in Australia because there's not a lot of pro going on there unless it's the Natural Olympia. We do expect to see him back for the Natural Olympia. He'll come straight there. But the gentleman who was judging is Peter Hardwick, and he is the president of New Zealand. He's the gentleman who about 25 years ago sat down at a table with Denny and designed the first IMBA, PMBA, IMBA logo. So, he's the New Zealand president, and but he, when you have him on a judging panel, you have some of the best in the world there. So, you know, that was just my point about we all traveled there, we all came together. Bassam Jahare, who Jaharwick, who was a gentleman who promoted on site, was very grateful for all the international help. And he just never believed that there would be 300 plus athletes at one time at this. We gauged between 200 and 250, and then Australia pushed the team numbers up. And we completely, you know, said, well, it's going to go over that. And so there was a lot of learning going on there, even though it was spectacular. And the next time they'd like to have the World Championships there or the Universe there, I know the government's very excited about IMBA coming into Dubai. They're very supportive of the drug-free environment. And I actually went and did a judges clinic with the EBBF, which is the Emirates Bodybuilding Federation, and the head of it was there, and there were about 9 people there taking the judges clinic. So they do have a lot of activity in bodybuilding starting to form that they want to make sure that they stick with the drug-free. So they were very excited to have us there. They were very happy the way the categories looked. They were happy that everything was classy, and you know, we're just looking forward to going back at some point. They wanted us to come right back for the World Championships next year, but it's already been bid for and won by Hungary, Germany. So we said that, you know, that's not going to happen, but we'll definitely be back to Dubai in the next few years.
Wow. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been covering the sport pretty heavy for a little over 4 years now, and or actually almost 5 years. And, every year the PMBA just seems to keep growing, and I think they finally got over the hump last year with their outcome of the big natural pro shows they put on and the way they run their shows. So I think word's starting to get around. The competitors are starting to realize the PMBA is starting to set themselves apart from everybody else, and they're starting to see other organizations kind of plummet just a little bit. So I think you're going to see another growing year for the PMBA. And like I always tell Tenny, just focus like you're the only one out there, because I've covered all the organizations, and the PMBA seems to be the one that's all about the athlete. So that's why I'm on board with the PMBA this year. You mentioned, so Seneca took third place, and Elena Renteria established herself once again as the figure pro to beat in this show. Was there anybody else that stood out to you?
You know what? It wasn't as full of class as the other categories, and Elena really, she came in with, I believe it was almost identical physique to the one she had at the Natural Olympia. So it's still sort of the body to mirror yourself after. It really is. Go ahead. So anyway, I did want to, we had just a small bit of female bodybuilding. It is not as prevalent in some of the countries outside of deep Europe. Let me see. We had a few masters. Let me get to her name again. We saw her at the Natural Olympia. Sorry, I'm scrolling. She is in the master's class. She did a wonderful job there. Here it is. It was Monica Rich. And the one young lady who did very well in that category was Katrina Tomisova. Katrina Tomisova. And I will venture to say that she was from Slovakia. And she did very well. She took first place in the women's open bodybuilding. And then Monica Rich definitely took the Masters, and she took the Masters overall. So we've seen her before. She's an alumni of the IMBA, and she looked really good at the World Championships. Then we had overall Masters manned was Hervé Femmo, F-A-M-M-O-E. And I apologize that right off the bat, I can't remember the country he was from. I believe it may have been Hungary, but I don't want to misspeak. I can definitely look it up. And he was the men's masters overall, and he also was the winner of junior masters. And junior masters for that championship was 30 to 49. So he's still in his 40s. Did really, really well. Looks great over there. The Zun. So we had a wonderful turnout. And, you know, even for me, I've been at all the big competitions. I've been around the world for the big competitions. And I'm amazed. I'm as amazed each time that we bring these crowds in and we have people come from every inch of the world just to represent. You're right. It is beginning to become the name in natural bodybuilding. People Google it and they get the IMBA, PMBA, and that's what they see, and then that's what they want to compete in. You know what the big draw is, Mike, and you've said it before, it's these cash and prizes. And when somebody sees a car going up for the prize package, they're looking at it going, well, nobody does that. You know, how do we do that? So it's a big draw. The cash and prizes are a huge draw. And, of course, you know, we are drug-free. We use the WADA standards. We're very strict about those. And at the World Championships, because of the government's monitoring of the competition, they sent in a nursing crew or a medical crew from a local lab take the samples, and they did what they called a random 50-50. And some people had blood taken, and some people gave urine. And it was just random. Oh, yeah. So,
random.
Yeah, the government did that and did the testing, and they said, you know, if this is what you say you are, we're going to be very strict about it. So that was all taken care of by the Emirates, the United Emirates, and you know, we just sort of, we weren't shocked, but some of the athletes were because they'd been told there may be blood taken, but they weren't ever prepared for it to be at the amateur open levels. So it was, and it was just random. It was, I believe, somewhat like a lottery system where the person was in next in line, and they just randomly had a system of choosing who's given urine and who's given blood. And most people were fine with it. They said, you know, it's just one vial of blood, and I can do it. So they took it very seriously there.
All right, good. So that pretty much sums up the results then. You cover all the classes.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be posted on, all the results will be posted on the website this week. With Denny and Diana out of the country, we have one young woman who actually updates the website, and we are still in the process of putting up the new website. So, you know, there's sort of multiple activities going on, and we hate to never, you know, not be on top of everything 100%, but the results are finally finished, and they'll be posted on the website so people can go take a look. They will be posted with the country name, so that will help a lot. So, you know, in the pro categories, that's what we had going on for the pros. They weren't as full. The pro categories weren't as full as the Natural Olympia, but we don't ever expect to have them quite yet as full anywhere but the Natural Olympia. So it was a great competition. Denny Kakos, godfather of natural bodybuilding. He's been pounding the pavement for 30 years, and it's just happening. Just nobody does it as consistently as he does. So I did want to talk about the competition that you're going to be involved with this coming summer. How's that going?
Oh, yeah. Well, July 25th, Brian McCabe's put on a good pro-am show, the National North America, and that's going to be like 20 minutes from where I'm living at. So that's the Chicago Pro Show, and I'm excited about it because you're going to see Cleveland Thomas versus Meshack Oshiang, and the first of what could be, I think, probably the top two pros, male pros, in the nation this year, because all the other top pros either aren't competing or they're done competing, and that just leaves Cleveland and Meshack to take it home. They're both sponsored by P4P Muscle. P4P Muscle has been a big supporter of natural bodybuilding, and they're going to bring this to Chicago now, and it's going to be what I think is the most heated showdown of the year, and they're supposed to meet at the Natural Olympia, too. So we're going to get this first one July 25th out of the way, and Brian McCabe put on a good show a couple months back I was at, so I'll be there on hand for his Chicago Pro Show as well. What shows do you have planned on going to?
Well, cool, but I do hope to see a few more pros than just those two.
Yeah, well, I mean, I cover all organizations. You know, I do get that DPAC show I'm going to be covering in September. I just pretty much any time a bodybuilding promoter needs me to run a show, I do it. You know what I mean? So they're not all national shows, but I cover any and all organizations, all of bodybuilding. But I only strictly cover natural bodybuilding, top it all off. So, I lost my page. So, yeah, but no, the next big show that I'm going to be involved in will be Brian McCabe's show on July 25th. And you guys can get information on the Natural North America at naturalbodybuilding.com. And keep in mind, that's not only a pro show and a pro qualifier for the amateurs, it's also a pro qualifier for the Natural Olympia. Because, see, not anybody and everybody can just walk in to Natural O and compete in it. You got to qualify by competing in a PNBA pro show first. And then once you compete in a pro show, then you're qualified to the Olympia. I think, isn't that right, Kathy? You got a place, is there a certain place and you got to get to qualify, or you just simply got to compete in the PNBA pro show?
You've got to compete in a pro show. So that's what's important. The placings sort of fall into the team placings, because there is a difference to be on Team USA. So that is true. So folks really need to hit that competition so that they qualify for the Natural Olympia. We do try to put qualifiers all over the country. So if travel is an issue, people have a fair opportunity to make a competition. That's why it's really important to get the membership paid for at the beginning of the year, start looking at the calendar at the beginning of the year, and not wait down to the last minute and go, oh, I didn't know, because there are so many opportunities coming up. We have a great competition going to be coming up Sunday, August 2nd in Irvine, Texas. August and September are really busy months. People can get their qualification in there, and we've got the next Saturday, August 8th in Petaluma, and that is an old school contest up there, and Chris Jantz and his team up there always bring great talent. You know, Chris Jantz is one of our PNBA pros, bodybuilding, and he's also a trainer up in that area, and he and his, I'm going to say wife, I hope I'm correct, bring great talent to that show, and it's a busy, busy competition. So up in Petaluma, California, and then we've got Saturday, August 15th. It's just week after week after week. We've got Colorado Springs in Colorado. That is a pro qualifier. And another category that we are qualifying for pros this year, and we have been doing it in several competitions, is the Masters Bikini over 40, Masters Bikini Pros. And like any pro category at the Natural Olympia, you have to have 10 or more competing on stage in that category for the first place winner to qualify in the drawing to get that car. Now, there's also cash and prizes given away, and there's cash and prizes, a lesser amount given away to less than 10. But we have so many great bikini competitors who are crossing over that threshold that we listen to them. And they said, I want to be a pro, but you've got to realize I'm 43 as a pro, and I'm up against these 27-year-old and 31-year-old women in the pros category. So since we did a little consensus and we found out that we do have a good percentage of women who would prefer to be pro Master Bikini, we've really been qualifying that category. So that's another new one you'll see this year, another new pro category, and another group of women who will be contenders for the car. So that's good word to have out there for those ladies who think their careers are kind of over at that age. Some of these bikini women, my goodness, I'm going to say the word. I think I'm jealous sometimes. Don't they look phenomenal?
Yeah.
43,
yeah,
44,
you know,
45.
Oh, yeah, a lot of these girls are hitting their peak once they get 39, 40, 41, 42 years old. Most of the girls I see winning these shows are close to 40 somewhere. And I think the bikini division is the biggest, most fastest-growing division in all of natural bodybuilding. All the shows I go to, bodybuilding numbers are down. Even male bodybuilding numbers are down. And men's physique, mm-hmm. bikini figure is just taking over the sport. You know, overall, it's more overall competitors. It's bringing more people to the sport that wouldn't otherwise be in the sport. But bodybuilding numbers are certainly down. But competitor numbers are up, and I think it's good to offer. That's what I like about the PNBA as well, because we offer divisions for everybody, no matter what age you are or, you know, what whatever your competition may be. There's classes for everybody in the PNBA, even for kids. I even see kids posing in there sometimes, young kids. A couple more shows. We've got a few minutes left, Kaz. We're going to run out of time here soon. But Philip Ricardo Legend Classic is taking place on August 22nd. We can't forget about that. Up to $8,000
oh, no.
in prize money. Yeah, and Rico himself, one of the best in the world. He's guest posing, too, August 22nd. So we'll be interesting to see what kind of condition that Rico keeps himself in, because Rico's the kind of guy that never lets himself get out of condition. He's usually, at any given time, only 8 weeks out from the show. So we'll see what he looks like on August 22nd at his own show. And, you know, you're talking about the exciting Team USA. That's not until September, so I'm sure we'll talk then about that before you come on board. But the North American is taking place on July 25th. Go to naturalbodybuilding.com for more information on that. We got bodybuilding, figure, fitness, physique, model, bikini. Kids fitness is going to be at the North American. Pro men, pro women, masters men, pro bikini. So there's a lot of big-time shows coming up. And the guest poser is going to be Big Chris Wells from Chicago. So be sure to check that out. Couple
All
more
right.
minutes, Kathy. Anything else you want to touch on before we end the show?
Well, you know, I just kind of did want to touch on a little bit because you said even male bodybuilder numbers are down. And, you know, I believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger did all of us a big favor this year when he came out in his own federation.
Right.
And he said, I don't like it. It's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to, you're supposed to have a waist. You're supposed to sculpt a great body. And I think all these subconscious thoughts that a lot of bodybuilders had about how they should look or how big they should be, or, you know, just because they can't use illegal supplements, according to us, I hate to say they're completely illegal. There are a lot of pro hormones that are sold on the shelves of vitamin stores around the country. They're just not legal
yeah.
to be used under WADA standards. So I hope that he has done the whole sport a favor by giving people the message to come back to a natural-looking body and to show off a natural-looking, well-done physique. And I think he did all of us a big favor. I'd like to see how that pans out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's certainly caused a lot of waves in the bodybuilding world amongst a lot of competitors from all types of organizations. So it's interesting to see what they say, because bodybuilding has certainly changed since Arnold's day. And you see a lot of big waists in the magazines now and big guts, and I don't think that's what Arnold envisioned when he was coming up. But he did help put bodybuilding on the map, and bodybuilders will put this big fitness movement on the map as it is. And the fitness is so much bigger today than it was 30 years ago, but now as a result, the bodybuilders kind of paved the way. Even though the numbers are dwindling now, bodybuilders originally paved the way for bodybuilding shows that would spur into what it is today, and that is bodybuilding figure and bikini with many different organizations out there. So, yeah, well, good stuff,
mm-hmm.
Kathy. Well, hey, are you? You're not going to be at the Chicago show in July, are you?
I think I am on the calendar for that, but, sometimes I don't look more than a week in advance. We do have a few overlapping competitions going on, so, if I'm not there, I know everybody will do a great job, and if I'm in there, well, we will all do a great job, and, I'm always excited to see everybody and move around, and if not, we'll all cross paths again soon.
Oh, at some point, yeah. All right, yeah, well, I'll keep you guys updated on the results of the North American that's taking place in a few weeks, and maybe we'll get Brian McCabe on here and talk about it as well. So this is Kathy Saldana. Always good to have you on the show, Kathy. Thanks for coming on. And
thank you.
Kathy Saldana. Yep, I'm Mike Newman. You listen to Inside Natural Bodybuilding. We are out of here.